I don't know of a minister, pastor that I love any more than I do Brother Sonny Thomas. What a privilege it is to be here this morning. I sure count it a great blessing that we can come together and sit in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and to think about someone that could love us like He did and come to where we were at and lifted us up out of the mess we were in. And here we are saved this morning, and our name put in God's big book in heaven. And just any day, guess what? Yeah. Goodbye world.
Amen.
And hello heaven.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing? But I sure appreciate you this morning. I'm going to take just a moment. Not take a lot of time with this, but this seems to be so frail to even attempt this morning in many ways from what this church has done for our ministry. And this pastor that has led you and your giving and your support. And we're ever so thankful this morning for Brother Sonny, his wife, family, and to you, the wonderful people of Calvary Church that I've had the privilege of being here. Brother Eric, the other night we were talking, I do not know over the years how many revival meetings that God has blessed me to be a part here at the Calvary Church. And I do thank you from the very depths of my heart. There's one thing about it, as the dear people were promoting, the 5K race. I am not in that race, I don't think. I do sit in there thinking that if I did participate, brother, they'd have to find some way to put a motor on me, some way. But anyway, God bless you. Good to see you. Before I forget it, we do have a benefit singing in Marion, North Carolina. And that's with the Inspiration Quartet, and this will also benefit for the Free Will Baptist Family Ministries. And that's on Friday night, September the 25th, at the East McDowell Junior High School. Keep that in mind. We'd love to have you there. And Lord be willing, I'll be there for that event. So please come down off the mountain, be with us for the benefit singing. All right, we have a special plaque that we'd like to present to your pastor and to this church for your Mother's Day giving. And could I say again that this church is the leading church in giving to our Mother's Day offering. Now, there was a challenge this year, I must tell you. There was a stiff challenge from First Free Will Baptist in Mountain City, where I used to pastor. And they really put a charge on. They were determined to take back that recognition being number one giving church. They were there for a long, long time till this church dethroned them. But anyway, they got close. But again, Brother Sonny, if you and your wife will come up, and we would like to present you on behalf of the Free Will Baptist Family Ministries, our director, Dr. James Kilgore, this plaque that simply states, and if there's anyone else you want to have come, that's fine too. But anyway, you and your wife, if you'll come and accept this on behalf of the church. Let me read what it's a beautiful, beautiful plaque in appreciation to the Calvary Free Will Baptist Church. Special recognition of being the top donor to our 2009 Mother's Day offering with your gift of $6,800 in support of Free Will Baptist Family Ministries, Greenville, Tennessee. And by the way, this year we're celebrating 70-year anniversary. And God bless you, my brother, and on behalf of your church. Thank you so much. Thank you. And then also, don't take off yet. Also, this morning, we'd like to also present the pastor and his wife with a little special token of appreciation and love to you from our ministry as well. God bless you. We love y'all. Thank you so much. All right. Well, what a blessing this morning. It's great to be with the Gold City Quartet this morning. And I was sitting there also thinking, this is after following these guys this morning and such great talent in singing. And brother, the old man, it's good to see you again in the group. And one of the best bass singers that you'll ever be privileged to hear. And what a thrill. I did not know he was going to be with the group this morning, but it's been a long time since I saw him. And what a blessing this morning. But I was thinking, following this group, it's almost like loading up an old mountain mule. and taking him up to Lexington, Kentucky, and entering him into the Kentucky Derby. That's about how I feel, amen? But we appreciate you so much. They sang songs this morning and started out, and you remember early on, where would I be without your love? Beloved, think about that. Where would we be without his love? And then it says also, but by your grace, I am here. Can I say this morning, we are what we are.
Amen.
We that are saved, we are simply what we are by his grace.
Amen.
Then I love the song that they have blessed so many people with, on time, every time. Aren't you glad we serve a God just like that? And, beloved, there's been a few times in my life that I did not know what I was going to do. But all of a sudden, guess who shows up?
Amen.
Praise God. On time, every time. Then I'm rich. Amen. Boy, I love that song,
Amen.
Brother Riley. I love that song. And I believe we're more than a billionaire. I'll just be honest with you. And then, brother, the song you did, Under Control. Aren't you glad that we serve a God who has it under control this morning? And then, oh, bless his name. I think we all got excited when they sang the song, No, I'm Not Giving Up. How many of you determined you're going to make heaven your home? If you're not settled on that issue, my beloved, this would be a good place to do it. Get saved this morning. Good to have my wife, Shirley. Appreciate your prayers for her, for our family. The loss of her mother just about 2 weeks ago. And I appreciate you so much. And then Brother Jacob, good to see him this morning. I wanted to check out his shoes and see what type of shoes he's wearing. He wears red and white shoes. He wears blue shoes. But this morning he's gone back to being conservative. I'm so glad God challenged his heart about being such a liberal. And I even like the color suit he has on. He had on a white suit some 2 years ago that I was with him. I said, Jacob, where in the world did you get that white suit? He says, oh. He says, I stole it from Benny Hinn. He looked at me just as serious as he could be, and he says, you know what Benny Hinn's doing right now? I said, have no idea. He said he's streaking. Amen. But he let me also know he has a pink suit. I said, why in the world would you have a pink suit? He said, real men wear pink. Amen. That's all I have to say about Jacob. But I love him. He's a real, real friend. I appreciate him so much. All right, let's look this morning just in a few minutes. And prayed about this and what God wanted us to do in the beginning of this camp meeting. And what a beautiful place to have camp meeting. Amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bible this morning, a scripture that you have heard read probably time and time and time and time again, but it's one the Lord has drawn our attention to and tried to share just a few thoughts. This morning in the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 4. And I appreciate you so much this morning. While you're turning there, getting located in chapter 4, Brother Riley, Brother Darnell, isn't it? Danny. Let me share a little story with you concerning that actually was an involvement through the ministry of our children's home. Back in December, his sister-in-law was able to adopt a newborn baby through one of the clients that we were serving through our Hope Center ministry, which is our crisis pregnancy center. They did a benefit singing for us in Greenville, Tennessee. They have for the last two years in the month of May. But a year ago this past May, they were there and the director of our Hope Center, his family gave them the information And, you know, when you do that, you never know when it may happen that you would have the possibility that maybe there would be a child that you could adopt. But lo and behold, it wasn't many months after that that there was a call made. And let me tell you the story of this. In May of that same month, they were there. This young lady calls our Hope Center and talks to our director. And what she's inquiring about is where the nearest abortion clinic can be found. And, of course, our director said, would you please come, let us talk to you. And we need to share some things that you need to hear. There is an alternative. Please, please, let us talk to you. And these are the words that young lady said. She said, my dad is insisting that I have an abortion. And says that that's what he has made his mind up and determined that I do. And our director wept because she thought we had lost that young lady. In the month of July, after this, there's a call comes in. And she says to our director, says, you probably do not remember me. She says, I'm the young lady that called you in the month of May, was inquiring about where the nearest abortion clinic was at. She said, I want to come and see you. She says, I've changed my mind. But to tell you the story of that, her dad took her to Knoxville, Tennessee, to have the abortion. And on the day they arrive, there's a little Baptist church group that's over there protesting against what the abortion clinic is doing. They're marching up and down the sidewalk, and they're having prayer. They've joined hands, and they're praying that God would do something about what's going on at that clinic. And lo and behold, this dad sees that number of that little Baptist church group. He looks over to the daughter and says, this is not a good day. We'll come back another day. May not have been a good day for him, but praise God, I know someone. It was a good day for them. That little mother with that little baby in her womb, it was a great day for them. So, they go back to Greenville, Tennessee. She calls and says, I want to come in and talk to you. And says, I've decided, and he's agreed to let me give birth to this baby. And she sat down with our director and says that there's no way that I could ever provide care for this child. And I want to give it up for an adoption. And lo and behold, out of all the names of that list, his sister-in-law, her husband, well, the one she chose, and they said the baby is doing tremendous today. Amen. Well, I'll tell you something, beloved, that's God.
Amen.
That's God. Amen. But here's the challenge to us. Sometimes we feel like we may not can make a difference. And because we don't have the great numbers, we may not have the thousands nor the millions. But I'm convinced of this. If you do it for the glory of Almighty God, I believe there's a God in heaven who still can make the difference. Amen. And so today there's a little child living in a beautiful home. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that don't do much for anybody else. It stirs my soul. And I've got a saying that I use. I just feel like calling recess right there. Amen. Shouting it out again. Amen. I've shouted a few times over that, and bless God, it still stirs my soul. Amen. Just like the songs the Gold City sings. Amen. I love their songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Where did I announce I was reading? John chapter 4, let's stand together. Verse number 6. Verse number 6. It says, now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus therefore being wearied with his journey, he sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir. Oh, praise God. Two times in this passage, she says, sir. Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, and neither come hither to draw. And then on down in verse 26, Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Can I just say something this morning? We don't have to look no farther.
Amen.
He showed up. Amen. You may be seated. Father, thank you for the reading of the precious word of God. Lord Jesus, I pray this morning one more time you take a coal from off the altar of heaven. God, will you touch my lips, loose my stammering tongue. Lord, give us a great outpouring of your spirit. Our hearts have already been blessed by the wonderful singing. Now, Lord, I pray you'll speak to hearts in this meeting. May all time Holy Ghost conviction fall from heaven. If there's a sinner here this morning, that they'll come to know Christ as their personal Savior. And Father, all that you do, we'll love you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. We'll try to preach this morning. Beloved, I still believe there are some things that we ought to be thrilled about. Could I say that if you read this passage, I am convinced there are some things that happened in the life of this woman that I believe she would testify this morning that she said, I'm so thrilled about that. Beloved, you know what bothers me? As good as God has been to all of us, sometimes it looks like we get over the excitement of what Jesus has done for us. Could I say this morning, beloved, I hope I never, ever get to the place that I do not remember what happened that night in that little old white weather-boarded church when that old-fashioned preacher was preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God convicted my heart. And all of a sudden, guess what? I found myself on that old-fashioned altar. And something happened that night. I got saved by God's amazing grace. And praise the Lamb of God. Can I just say this morning, I'm still thrilled. I'm still thrilled and excited of what Jesus has done in my life. This woman says there's some things that I'm so thrilled about. Are they things that you get thrilled about? There's some folk who watched the UT football game yesterday that's not thrilled this morning. I'll assure you. And there's others in other states that I'm sure this morning, they're not thrilled about what happened with their team. Jacob is thrilled. Oklahoma won yesterday. But I want to say something, beloved. There's a lot of people that's the only thrill and the excitement they ever know is on that level. But aren't you glad this morning that we, the redeemed of God, aren't you glad we've got something greater than that, that thrills us and excites us? Praise God this morning, beloved. I need to tell you again, I'm still thrilled. Praise God. But anyway, in this passage, there's three or four things I want to share with you that I believe she says, I'm so thrilled about. I believe she's thrilled about the well. Praise God. I want to tell you something, beloved. There's no living water if there's not a well. Praise God. Some thinks we're getting to heaven without a Jesus. I need to tell you this morning, beloved, He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. There is no other way. You know what I heard a preacher this morning on the radio say? He pastors a Southern Baptist church in our town. He said they just recently did a poll, a survey, and said that basically 90-some percent of people that basically are Protestant moving churches that made the statement that they may really down deep believe there may be some other way to heaven outside knowing Jesus. I need to say something this morning. There is no other way to heaven except Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And if you believe otherwise, you're wrong. Because I've read the Bible, the Bible's right. Amen. And the Bible said, Jesus Himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. There's no other door that gets people to heaven outside Jesus Christ. So could I say, this little woman is excited and thrilled about the well. Could I just say this morning, are you thrilled about the well? Somebody said, why, it's just a well. Well, dear God, you're about as blind can be, amen. It's more than just a well. It is the well, amen. And this woman is thrilled, praise God, about the well. And so I praise God. Could I say this morning, she's so excited that for the first time in her life, she meets the well. Praise God. This may not be doing much for nobody else, but I feel like on recess. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, bless His name. This past October, Brother Wiley, was 40 years that I met the well. And could I say, I kindly know now how this little Samaritan woman felt that day when she met the well. Amen. Praise God. Can I just say this morning, He'll do something for you. Amen. It's better than meeting the president. Amen. That's right. It's better than meeting the senators. It's better than meeting the governor, amen. Praise God. If you ever meet the whale, praise God, you just well to know thrilling times are on the way, amen. Praise God. Well, glory. Gotta move on. She's thrilled about the whale. Could I say another thing? She's so thrilled about to get to meet the waiter. The Word of God said, Jesus, being wearied with His journey, He came and sat thus on the well. There He is, waiting for this little woman to come. Somebody said, preacher, do you really believe that? I really do. I believe it was just exactly the way it was supposed to be this given day. Hey, beloved, do you really believe that nothing really happened as a mere accident with you? Do you know that God so fixed it that you was at the right place at the right time for you to meet Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But the Word of God says there He sits and He's now become the waiter. You know what? We go in restaurants and
And we'll have somebody who comes and serves us, waits on us. They call them waiters, by the way, those that serve us. And by the way, beloved, if they do a good job, we delight in giving them a good tip, right? And if you're here this morning, you profess to know Christ, and you go in a restaurant and sit down at a table, somebody takes care of you, you do wrong when you don't tip them. This may kill the meeting, but I'm going to say it anyhow. This brother almost done it a while ago, and I'll finish it off, amen. Dear God, when you talk about money, brother, that is not a... Hello. That is not something that Free Will Baptists will shout the house down on, amen. I just want you to know that. But anyway, when you go in, you ought to at least do that. Now, if you ain't going to plan on giving a tip, drive through McDonald's. Amen. Because I've heard people who works in restaurants say that they had almost rather wait on anybody as people of the church group. Because, first of all, they say they complain more than anybody else. And I said, unto the Lord, I believe that's some of the ones I pastored. Amen. And by the way, I did pastor for 35 years. Amen. And they said, you can't suit them. I said, unto the Lord, I know for a fact now that's my congregation. Amen. And then we move on. Amen. Y'all still with me? But anyway, this little woman, so all of a sudden, Jesus is sitting on the well, and he's there waiting. And all of a sudden, here comes this little Samaritan woman, and comes up there, and a conversation strikes up. And you know what? Jesus says to her, give me a drink. And he says, I don't understand. First of all, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. And they don't have no dealings with each other. Amen. If I do not know any better, that generations are still hanging around. Amen. And I do believe some of them kind of spread on down to the church world. Amen. Hello. Some sit here, some sit over here that don't have no dealings with each other. Amen. Now, they may not be considered Jew nor Samaritan. They're just a people. Amen. Y'all with me this morning? Dear God, you can get quiet if you want to, but I need to tell you something. When people get quiet, I get nervous. And when I get nervous, it takes me twice as long to finish the sermon. I've said that statement alone has resurrected more Free Will Baptists than anything I've ever said in my entire ministry. I start getting amens where I hadn't heard an amen all morning. I start getting people lifting both hands. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you something, beloved. There he sat and says, the conversation, give me a drink. And says, we don't have no deal. I don't understand. His disciples are going off to buy meat. And then all of a sudden, here's the conversation. Jesus said, if you would have asked of me, said, I would have given you living water. Well, glory to God. Now, she gets interested and says, I don't understand. We have come here and used Jacob's well for all of these years. And yet you say, if I would just say of you, give me a drink, you give me living water. Jesus said, if you drink of this water, said you'll thirst again. But said, if you drink of the water that I shall give you, said you'll never thirst. Praise God. Could I say, I'm getting thrilled again? Amen. Because listen, she's not just thrilled about the well. She's not just thrilled about the waiter. She's now thrilled about the water. Praise God. And you know what? Sure enough. That's why sir said, you don't have nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. Then how are you going to give me what you call living water? And I praise God. She just don't hardly realize it yet, but she's now talking to the well. Amen. Can I say this morning, I heard an old preacher preach this one time. He said the little woman came to get her a drink, and before she left, she took the well home with her. Amen. Praise God. Does that do anything for anybody? Aren't you glad you took the well home with you? Praise God. But anyway, he said, I'll give you some of that living water. And you know what? Jesus said a question to her. Said, if you drink of this water, said you'll thirst again. And you're just never going to be satisfied. Beloved, that's exactly where a lot of people are at today. Is there's a lot of people don't understand why they're not happy. They don't understand why they're not satisfied. Do you know that as long as you don't live for Christ, there's a void in your life? There's an empty spot. But aren't you glad when you meet the well and you meet the waiter and you get you some living water, it fills that void. Praise God. And all of a sudden you'll go, whoa. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Beloved, she's excited. She's thrilled that she's now going to get her some living water. But there's something happens in that conversation. Jesus says, go call your husband. And she answers and says, preacher, that I have no husband. Jesus says, you've answered right in some ways. You've had five. And the one you have now is not your own. Now, I don't understand. Shirley and I have been married for 40 years. And I guarantee you, you talk to Shirley, she say one's enough and sometimes almost too much. Amen. I don't understand. Ladies, can I get an amen, a witness right here? Under the Lord, one's enough. Why in the name of God would somebody want to try out five of them? Amen. Hello. Now, don't die on me now. Amen. But listen. Says, why? I said, the one you've got now is not your own. And so the conversation goes on. Then she looks at him and says, I perceive that you must be a prophet. And says, I've heard. Amen. That there'll be a day that when they will come and they're going to worship. And of course, and she goes on to say this at Jerusalem. Jesus comes on and says these words. He said, listen, the day will come. They'll not worship here nor at Jerusalem. But they that worship me, they must worship me in spirit and truth. Can I say something else? She's not just thrilled to get her a drink of that water. She's thrilled about worship.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what bothers me? There's some folk makes professions and they say they get saved and fall in love with Jesus. 6 months later, the FBI'd have a hard time finding them.
Amen.
When it comes church time.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I say this morning? I'm going to say it anyway. You all know that by now. Hey! If you love God, you'll love His house.
Amen.
If you love God, you'll love worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
If you love God, you will show up.
Amen.
And praise God, when you get to the place you desire to worship more than anything else, the King of Glory will come and show up
Amen.
Where you're at.
Amen.
But I'll tell you something, she's thrilled about getting to worship. Jesus said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. I praise God this morning. You know what? Of all the people that's going, all the stuff that's going on in North Carolina, I praise God. I believe we've got absolutely the best thing going this morning.
Yeah.
Right here where we can worship the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Are you glad you came this morning?
Amen.
I praise God. I'm so glad God let me wake up this morning, Brother Riley. So glad. Came along. Where I slept, Brother Eric, during the night. And came along, gently touched us, let us wake up, and have another wonderful day. And nobody came and held a .38 to my head and says, you're going to Calvary Church. And you've got to go over there and you've got to try to do it again, boy. I praise God there's something happened in my life 40 years ago. That I said, oh, glory to God. This is the Lord's day. This is a day in which I get to go to church. Amen. And I get to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I get to feel another breeze. Amen. Blow from yonder country. Praise God. This morning, this woman is thrilled about getting to worship. Amen. I don't feel like a mule no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What'd you say, brother? Got the kick of one. Amen. Don't ever give an old timer a word to say. Amen. But anyway, she's thrilled about not only the well, she's thrilled about the waiter. She's thrilled about getting the water. She's thrilled about worship. Then can I close with this? I praise God she's thrilled about the fault of the water pot. Glory to God. You know what happens? Comes down and she says, verse 25, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Praise God. Well, glory. I'm glad that she now meets Jesus, the one who can just wash all of her sins away and speak the words and says, thy sins be forgiven thee. And guess what she gets to do? The Word of God said she gets so thrilled about getting to worship, and now she leaves her water pot behind and goes down in the city and says, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Praise God. Could you remember that day or that night? You got to leave your water pot. Praise God. Preacher, oh, bless his name. I was an old, rotten, wretched sinner. Didn't have a life worth living, as this brother testified this morning. But I praised God in that little old white weather boarded church. That old preacher said something that night that's still just as clear in my thinking memory this morning. He said the words like this, doesn't make any difference what you've done, nor where you're at. There's a Savior that left heaven's glory. If you'll come tonight and call upon his name, he'll forgive you of all of your sins. He'll put you, well, glory, he'll put your name down in the Lamb's book. And oh, glory to God. Ever since that night, I left the old water pot behind. And I've been singing my little old song. Oh, yes, oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood flows in my vein. And I who was poor, rich, and miserable, I now can sing and say, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad you left your water pot behind? I need to say this morning, closing, are you thrilled about the well? Amen. For a group of people that's one heartbeat from glory, that's about as weak as I've heard in my life. Are you thrilled about the well? Are you thrilled about the waiter? Are you thrilled about the water? Are you thrilled about getting to worship? Are you thrilled, glory to God, that you left your water pot? I'm looking for a place to run. Hey, I hope I never get over being thrilled about Jesus. Let's stand together. Amen. If you're here this morning, friend, you say, hey, preacher, I don't know nothing about any of that you talked about. I want to tell you something. There's a Father that loves you. He'll forgive you. And you can leave out of here this morning and say, oh, glory to God, I'm so thrilled because I got to meet the well. I got to meet the waiter who's there waiting for me. And I got me some living water. I'm now going to have the privilege of worshiping. And then, oh, glory to God, above all things, you get to leave all your past behind. Hey, would you like to come today? There's preachers here that'll pray with you. And you can be saved this morning. Why you do one verse, brother? One verse. All right, that's saying, would you like to come today for prayer? You may be here cold and indifferent. You're not as excited as you one time was. You ought to come today. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Will you come?